Thank you guys for tuning in. We have him live, fresh out of a big announcement. But he'll announce to you a little later on. He's a big winner, of course, of The Voice. He has a new song called Magsabalikan. Is that the title? Okay, he'll tell me the title. He's here, live with us. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Jason D. Hey, Jason. Hold on, I gotta turn on your microphone. There you go.
Hello, mic test 1, 2, 3.
There he is.
Are we on? There you go. Here
you
we go.
Are on. How you doing? It's been a long time, man.
Good, good, good. I know. When was the last time we saw each other?
I think it was pre-pandemic time.
Yeah. So, dito din, some months.
Yeah, yes, yes.
But we see each other here and there sa mga events.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So how you doing? What's been keeping you busy, man?
I'm good, I'm good. A lot of brand new music, of course. Mm-hmm. The song that I'm...
Okay, what's the title?
Promoting right now. It's called Magsabi Ka Lang.
Magsabi Ka Lang. Kasi magsabi. Isang word, magsabi ka. Alam ko, magsabalikan.
Walang space. Yeah, yeah. Okay, magsabi ka lang.
It's a different sound, mm-hmm. You know, that it's just a danceable now. Is it the dance era it's of, a dance. Of Jason?
Yes, we're entering the dance era right now. Yeah, it's more upbeat. Mm-hmm. It's more up-tempo compared to the previous releases that I've had before, which is more ballad.
Yes,
and more
R&B-ish.
R&B, slower, mid-tempo. This one is more, I'm trying to... flex my other skills naman, which is, you know, I dance a little bit, so
yeah.
I wanted to incorporate that in the music. So yeah, it's more up tempo, it's a lot groovier than my previous releases. So, yeah.
Now with this approach, is it inspired by any chance of any K-pop artists?
A little bit, not so much. I think there's a little bit. One of my supporters pointed out to me it has a little bit of Jungkook flavor on it, though. When they heard it, so yeah, maybe a little bit of that. But it's more. It has a little 70s flavor, also a little disco. But yeah, it's very up-tempo, very, you know, mas danceable, electronic dance pop.
It's cool that everybody's touching that sort of Manila sound in a way. Who produced this? Who produced the song? Who wrote it as well?
I wrote the song. It's under Star Music, so sila Sir Jonathan Manalo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, when they untouch that with the keys and everything, they do a great job of it. Once again, if you have any questions, of course, for Jason D is hanging out with us, 0961-367-931. You know, with the dance stuff. Okay, so we know that you won The Voice. Mm-hmm. How many years ago was that?
I just celebrated my 9th year this March. So, which is crazy to think kasi parang, I feel like it happened just yesterday. But also, 9 years is wild to think. It's like, I'm entering my 10th year next year. So, a decade in the industry.
Crazy. It's like, you know, for it, I mean, with winning a competition such as a prestigious one as The Voice, I was telling you earlier, I supported Mitoy in season one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As in...
Kuya Mits.
Yeah, sobrang intense. For you, and in your end, when you were in it, who was your biggest, like, parabang na-challenge ka talaga on that end?
During my season, there was a lot of really talented competitors. I was actually going into it, of course, I wanted to win, but I didn't really expect that I was gonna end up winning the season. Siguro halfway through ko na lang na-realize na I think I have a fighting chance.
Who was your, ano?
It was...
Yung first, kunyari, first batch, usually elimination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, who was your, like, yung kasabayan mo that still...
Ang alam ko na talagang going into it, the strongest one among our batch was Kokoy. Mm-hmm. Kokoy Baldo, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was like the strongest competitor. So we were all kind of like in agreement thinking that he was gonna win. He was gonna end up winning. But, yeah, halfway through the competition when I started winning the votes now, when people, you know, start... the voting part and also the coach part because, you know, the coaches would save the contestants.
Who was your team?
I was under Coach Sarah Geronimo.
Okay. And the thing there is, when you are part of Coach Sarah, sabi nga nila eh, when you were auditioning first, nung blind audition, sino yung umikot na chairs?
It was the three of them, everyone except Coach Bamboo.
Okay.
So it was Sarah, Apple, and Coach Leia who and turned
then,
for me.
And then what made you choose na parabang si Sarah Geronimo?
Yeah, I always wanted, I'm a huge fan first of all, so I've always wanted to work with her. But going into it, I was always iniisip ko na lang na kahit isa lang na may isa lang na umikot kasi parang going into it, parang sayang naman yung journey if no one turns for me, diba?
Like, true,
I go through the pre-screening.
I mean, when
it's super, super.
When you audition, you enter, nakatalikod lahat ng chair, then you sing, you have a band. Mm-hmm. Anong song ang kinanta mo?
I did Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
Okay, hey, that's
huge song, yeah.
Yeah, that is a tough song to sing.
Tough song to sing.
It's you know, you have a. Can you sample that a little bit? Chorus.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
Wow.
thank you.
Too good.
Thank you.
I didn't turn my chair.
You're already turned around,
so that's fine. But yeah. So when you sang that, I'm just reliving this because there's a lot of people that are tuned in that want to join a singing competition. And you got the blueprint on how to win a singing competition. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you got turned. You picked Team Sarah.
Yeah.
Of course, Coach Sarah Hieronimo. What were the lessons that she was teaching you, she was imparting?
Of course, a lot of how to perform. You know, Sarah is one of our greatest performers right now. So, how to inhabit the song. How to... basically, like, storytelling for her. Like, when you sing, you have to convey the message of the song. Like, what it's trying to say. A lot of that. A lot of self-confidence, believing in yourself. Because, you know, I have a little bit of imposter syndrome also sometimes. So... she made sure that when you're on stage, you have to embody the song. Make sure that it's yours. Make it your own. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of that.
Ito si Jason D.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Sam Smith, a Neo, an Usher. Diba?
It's a Jason D performance.
That's what it's all about. Now, you won it. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got the prize. How much is the prize, man?
I won 2 million in cash.
2 million?
2 million pesos in cash. And I also got a car.
Wow. Yeah. and I'm guessing dumami relatives, friends, family.
Unti-unti parang marami nag-introduce. Hey, we're, you know, but it's fun. It's good to see, you know, parang yung mga friends that I haven't really, you know, gotten in touch in a while to, you know, come out of the woods and say hi again. Yeah.
And now winning 2 million, that's a lot of money, 9 years ago especially.
Mm-hmm.
So what were the things that you did with your 2 million? And you still have the car up to now?
Yes, I still have the car. I also want a house, by the way. But,
Wow!
quite the price package, so yeah.
Jowa na lang ang kulang. Kompleto na.
Sana kasama din sa price package. Right? Ano, may jowa na kasama.
Yes, right? But then, okay, you have a whole house, you have 2 million, you have all that. So what'd you do with the money?
I put it directly into the bank. I didn't touch it. It's still part of my savings right now. So I made sure not to touch the money, and I only, you know, spend the money that I earned after the competition. So,
hey, okay. Jason D hanging out with us, of course, just sort of recalling the path here that him winning all that money and everything. Okay, so people are tuned in. They want to be part of singing competitions and all that. What's your tip that you could give?
What's my tip? Keep at it. Keep going at it. Don't be discouraged by the rejections. Because The Voice Season 2 was my 7th or 8th auditions. I auditioned sa mga iba pang mga competitions, but I never really got in sa mga first, second screening. And then I gave myself an ultimatum, like, this is gonna be the last show that I auditioned to, and I finally got in. So you never know when you're gonna get into the competitions.
When you gotta give yourself an ultimatum, I think that's when everything happens. Kasi si Tyla as well, the girl who sang Water, binigyan siya ng ultimatum ng parents siya. We give you 1 year.
If nothing happens,
then you go back to, right?
Yeah.
Ultimatums are good.
You have to give yourself like a timeline or like, or I don't know, if this is really what you want to do, just keep at it. Don't be discouraged by the rejections.
And then the song choices, is that how much of a difference does it make when
huge.
It comes to
Yeah, song choices are huge. It's a make or break kind of choice to do, a choice to make in the competition. Because it can either like showcase your vocals talaga, or it can like stifle you, and depends on how you can really show your talent in singing talaga.
Kumbaga, kumanta ka ng song na talagang you know how to sing. Hindi yung para bang you pass out with like a high note track just to make an impression, which sometimes won't be the best impression.
But also you have to keep that in mind, kasi the people want to hear a moment. They want to hear you like really soar. Parang sinasabi nila, parang the term is kailangan lumipad.
Yes.
Yung kanta mo kailangan tumatak sa mga tao. And usually
hindi yung boses mo lumipad sa
And usually yun yung mga moments talaga na inaabangan ng mga audience, diba? They want to hear you hit the high note, or they want to hear you do like the wild.
What's your trademark? I mean, Nina has like the whistle. Kyla does have like the R&B, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. For Jason D, ano ang trademark mo when it comes to singing?
I think it's either my falsetto, which I do a lot. I do quite a lot when I perform or when I sing. And also my runs. My runs and riffs. My R&B. May mga kulot-kulot ko dun. Mga... Hey, mga ganun-ganyan.
Ah, wow, galing. Parang meron nga siya sinabi si JR daw, kahit kalbo, magaling kumulot. I saw that meme.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right,
kahit kalbo, magaling kumulot. Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's about. Okay, Jason, yeah. D hanging out with us. Magsabi ka lang isang song. The songs you've been hearing in the background when doing the interview. Is it more difficult to sing your own song? Is this the first song that you've ever written that recorded?
This is my third song that I released, that I've written, yeah. It's actually part of a series of songs that I've written. So, like it is quite difficult kasi parang you're putting your heart out there. Like, it's more personal compared to like singing other people's songs. It feels more vulnerable kasi it's your story and you don't...
True.
You're kind of worried about how people are gonna receive it or how they're gonna interpret the song that you just, you know, performed.
What's the secret to somehow writing your own song with a lot of heartbreak and making it, performing it na parang wala?
I try to parang, okay, it's weirdly parang I try to take myself out of it. No, parang yun nga, I try to attack it as if it's some other song that I perform. May ano lang siya, may kurot lang sa puso kasi nga, diba, it's personal, ako sumulat eh. Pero siguro I think mas ano pa siya, mas ginagalingan ko pa. Kasi it's my own song.
And you gotta make sure the hooks are right with the right producers. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about.
Yes.
Okay, so for the rest of the year, it's still only what, March?
Only March,
what's in store for you, man? I know you're part of, you know, you wanna announce it, so go ahead.
Yeah, nako, exciting ito. Kasi I'm part of Tawag ng Tanghalan. We're doing Tawag ng Tanghalan Kids right now on Showtime. And a huge announcement was just made yesterday.
That's right.
So, it's Showtime is gonna be shown on GMA now, which is huge.
Starting ano yan eh, no? After Holy Week.
Yeah,
April 6th. So after the Holy Week, it's gonna be you guys.
Mm-hmm.
GMA, it's gonna reach out to so many different, kasi regional eh.
Yeah.
You know, GMA is the number one regional network that we have and
exactly.
also in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, when you guys were launched, everything, how did it feel, man?
Masaya. Parang ano, yun nga, parang naging surreal kasi you never thought in a couple of years ago that this was ever gonna happen. But you know, the lines have been blurred na para everyone is welcome everywhere, para naging cross ano na. So it's much easier to reach a wider audience now.
And it's such
so
a
fun.
Roller coaster ride for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, on Showtime medyo yung nagsara yung network, biglang nahinto yung Showtime for like I think a week or two, and then all of a sudden boom, back.
Yeah.
With the float.
With the float.
At Kamuning.
Mm-hmm.
From Mother Ignacia to Mawid.
To Kamuning.
Sa Kamuning. Yeah. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
And then, of course, you're part of Showtime album. Is there a full album in the works or is this just a single?
We're working on, right now it's an EP right now. It's a series of songs that I've written. My previous two releases is called Gusto Ko Pa and Ulit Ulit. This is Magsabi Ka Lang. So like, the concept that I came up with is parang... stages of grief, but like the death of a relationship, parang ganun. So parang it's a dying relationship. It's like the first song that I written is about denial, which is Gusto Ko Pa. Parang gusto ko pang ipagpatuloy yung relationship.
Maraming umaasa, okay.
Umaasa pa, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The second song was called Ulit Ulit, which is anger. It's about you know the fighting in the relationship. Yung pinag-aawayan nila is yun na lang, paulit-ulit na lang. So that's the concept of the second song.
Toxic.
Exactly, yeah. This third one is magsabi ka lang, it's in the bargaining stage naman. So kung ayaw mo na, kung wala ka nang nararamdaman sa akin, kung nagsasawa ka na, magsabi ka lang. Let me know so we can end this.
Grabe.
So, yeah.
Galing. Daming ka pinagdaanan to write all that, man. Relationship-wise, are you dating someone? Are you single?
No, I'm single and... semi-ready to mingle.
Ano ba ang type ng isang Jason?
Importante, mabait. Paalaga.
Lahat naman sila.
Sarap magluto.
Sa simula.
Sarap magluto. No, I like someone who's masarap kausap. Conversationalist. I like learning from people. I like, you know, like, sinasabi ka pag tinatanong what's your perfect date, kumbaga, idea of a perfect date is classic lang, watch a movie and then have dinner right after. And I like dissecting the movie that we just watched.
Ah,
that's my favorite thing.
Ito tayo. Ito yung okay, no?
Yeah. You guys, anong takeaway mo doon?
People are messaging already. Ako na lang. Mai, how you doing, Mai? Thank you for tuning in.
Hello.
Okay, so of course, anytime soon, you're open to dating.
Yep.
Yeah, so just make sure you know how to cook and know how to be a movie critic.
Movie critic. How to analyze.
May kilala ako. Monster Jack. Reto kita. But man, thank you.
Thank you for taking time. Thank you for having me.
To join us, of course, for the rest of the year. An EP is coming out. Mm-hmm. Of course, Showtime. Is there any shows that
ASAP
you're going
to
be doing?
ASAP Natin To also, every Sunday. What else? Yun lang naman for now. It's ASAP Natin To and Showtime, Tawag na Tanghalan Kids.
Wala pang show sa Pechanga?
Hopefully soon. I think we're working on another US tour because we did the US tour last year. So hopefully this year matuloy yung US tour. And yeah, can't wait to see all of our other kababayans in the US again.
On the global tour, indeed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, his song, Magsabi Ka Lang, out now. Request for it here on The Monster. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jason D.
Hey, thank you so much, Monster.
Got final greetings. And of course, have people request the song. And if they want to stream it, go ahead.
Yes, sa lahat po na nakikinig. Hello, guys. Thank you so much, Monster. Thank you for having me. Sa mga defenders ko, hello. Magandang gabi sa inyo lahat. Guys, please request my song, Magsabi Ka Lang, here on Monster. And stream it everywhere you listen to music.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, hopefully the next time we have you here will be for the concert series.
Yes.
You would love to hear you sing 6-7 songs. Oh.
So, mga ano naman, yung mga next stages of grief naman.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of love, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jason D.
Thank you. Hey.
There you have it. Thank you guys for tuning in. On behalf of Kayla Rivera, we hope you enjoyed that interview. He's here live with us. More of our doubleheader tonight. Keep it locked here on The Monster.